Hilchas Geneva, the laws of theft, chapter 8, which contains 20 halachas. The subject matter of this chapter continues with the laws of honest weights and measures, and in this chapter we discuss the details of how weights and measures are to be made, and how they are to be applied honestly, and how the laws of weights and measures should be enforced. Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Saseh, L'tzadeh Kamiznayim. It is a positive mitzvah to make the weights, or actually the scales, correct, v'hamishkolis, and so also the weights, v'hamidis, and the measures. And they should be exactly yofe yofe. They should be very exact. U'ledagdek l'cheshboinam, and it is a positive mitzvah to be very particular and very exact in the amount of the weight and measure, bishas asiyosam, when one first manufactures the weight and measure. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, moiznei tzedek, just scales, the goimer, and the Pasuk continues there, it's a Pasuk in Emoyer, in Vayikra, it says, correct or just scales and weights and measures. V'chein b'midas ha-karka, the same law applies to measuring land. Tzorich l'dagdeg b'cheshbin mishichas ha-karka. It is required that one be very particular and exact in calculating the measurement of lengths of land. Al pi ha-ikrim ha-vizborim b'kisvei ha-gimatria. According to the principles that are set down in books on geometry, shafilu meloi ha'etzpa min hakarka royimasa kihilu himalaya harkoin. Even a finger's breadth of land is very valuable because we imagine that it is full of karkoim plants. Even a finger's breadth of land, if one plants karkoim plants are very fragrant flowers, and they are very expensive, and so one can have a very expensive crop on even a tiny piece of land. Halacha Beis, Arba Amis Hasmuchim Lechoritz, Mizalzalin Bimishichosam. The four cubits of land that are right next to a ditch, this is an irrigation ditch which brings water from the river into the fields, and the four cubits that are alongside this ditch on either side are wet and they're muddy and they're not fit for planting, and therefore people are not particular about this measurement. We need not be particular in measuring this part of the land since it's not going to be used for anything anyway, and the purchaser here is not particular about it. And the area that's adjacent to the river bank itself, there one does not plant. It has to be left open for public purposes. At times when a ship goes by and there is no wind and they have no one to row, they're unable to row there because it's too shallow. They get out and they pull the ship from the sides with ropes. And therefore the area immediately adjacent to the riverbank has to be left unplanted and has to be left free for use of shipping. It's not necessary to measure this area at all. We merely estimate how much is necessary and that's left over. Since this is land that the owner is not going to be able to use at all, it's to be left for public purposes, therefore it's not necessary to measure it. Halacha Gimel, v'hamoided es hakarka, one who measures the land, the surveyor, lo yomoid le'echod b'moys hachama u'li'echod b'moys hakshamim, he may not measure for one person in summertime and for another person in wintertime, mipnei she'hachevel miskatzer b'moys hachama, because the rope becomes shorter during the summertime. Since in the summertime the rope is dry, it shrinks. And in the wintertime, the rope is wet and damp, and it expands. Lefichach, therefore, imodad bekona, if he measures with a stick, oy b'shalshel es shel barzel, or with an iron chain, v'chayotzi behem, or some other thing which does not become wet, ein bekach klum, then it does not matter in which season he's measuring it, since it does not change appreciably from season to season. Halacha dalet, ein oisim mishkolis, loy shel barzel veloy shel oiferis, it's forbidden to make weights out of iron or out of lead, veloy shel sha'ar mine matches ko'elu, nor of any other metals that are of this sort, like iron or lead, mipnesha mailim chaluda, because they become rusty, umishasrin, and the rust flakes off, and the weights become short, and one doesn't even notice it. Aval oisim shel tchiach sela, however, it is permitted to make weights out of hard stone, v'shel zchuchis, or out of glass, v'shel even shoyham, or from shoyham stone, it's a stone that's similar to marble, v'chayotzi bahem, or some similar thing, haloche hei, ein oisim es hamachak loy shel delas, mipnei shehu mekil. The machak is a flat instrument which one uses to straighten out the top of the measure. When one measures something in volume, a solid in volume, such as flour or grain, it piles up. There's a mound in the center of the measure. In order to have a standard measure, we have to take some flat object and pass it across the top of the measure so that everything that's contained therein will be flat and flush with the top of the measure. This flattening instrument may not be made loishel delas, it may not be made out of the dried rind of a pumpkin, mipneishahu mekil, because even though one could make a nice instrument out of that, but it will be too light, and it will not weigh down and press down on the contents of the measure and scrape off everything from the top, and therefore the seller will be cheated because there will be more in the measure than was intended. Veloy shel matchis, nor may one make it out of metal, mipnei shehu machbid, because this is too heavy and it weighs down too much into the measuring vessel, and there's too little goods in the measuring vessel, and the purchaser will be cheated. Avaloi sehu shel zayis, it can be made, however, out of olive wood, vishel egoizim, or of wood from a nut tree, vishel shikma, vishel eshkiroya, these are also trees that have a light wood, vichayetzi bohem, or any similar material. Haloche vov, ein oisim es hamachak tzido yechot kotze, v'tzido yechot over, it's forbidden to make this flattening instrument with one end wide and one end narrow and one end wide, because if the instrument is narrow at one end and wide at the other, the narrow end enters further into the measuring bowl and the measure will be less, and the wide end enters less into the measuring bowl and therefore the measure will be more. And one could cheat with this. When buying, he will use the wide end and therefore he'll get a bigger measure. And when selling, he'll use the narrow end and sell with a smaller measure. Therefore, it's forbidden to make it in this fashion. Veloyimchoik ma'at ma'at, and when he passes this instrument over the top of the measuring utensil, he should not go little by little, that is, inch by inch, in very short strokes, v'pnesha mafchisei la'moicher, because if he does it this way, he does not rub off enough of the contents of it, and therefore he has shortchanged the seller, because not enough is being removed from the top. V'lo yimchoik bevas achas, nor should he pass it over in one single stroke, because when he does this, he knocks off a great deal out of the utensil, mipnei shemafchisei lalekeach, and now there is too little being given to the purchaser. Halacha zayin, ein toimnim es hamishkolis bamelach kedei sheyivchasu. It is forbidden to immerse the weights in salt in order to make them short. If you put the weights in salt, the salt corrodes the surface of the weight, and therefore part of the weight is then gone, and the weight is short. V'lo yartiach b'midas halach, b'eishem oideid, nor should he pour very quickly and pour very hard into a liquid measure while he's measuring, because this will make a foam. Va'afilu hoysa hamida ktana b'yoyser, even if it was a very small measure, and therefore the amount of excess foam that he makes, which takes away from it, is only losing a tiny amount. Nevertheless, it's forbidden. Sharei atoyre hikpida al hamides b'chol shehu, because the Torah is particular about measurements, even in the slightest deviation. Shenamar, because the pasuk says uva mesura. Okay, that the pasuk requires honest measurement, even in the measure of a misura. V'himida achas ketana mishloishim mishloishim baloig. It is a very small measure, 1/33rd part of a log. And nevertheless, the Torah is particular about it. Therefore, one may not, even in a small measure, one may not pour quickly and cause an excess amount of foam, which will take out some of the volume from the measure. Halochaches, moichrei ashoshiyos shel barzel v'chayotzi bahem. People who sell scrap iron or other such very heavy material, they have to be precise with their scales and the following precision. Tzarech liyos chutei hamiznayim she'oiches ha'sheichel b'yodoi toli ba'avish loisha tvochim. The string from which the scale is suspended, these scales used to be held in the hand. It was the center of the pivot arm was suspended from a string, and from either end of the arm there were strings from which the pen was the pens were hanging, and it would pivot about the string from which it was suspended. The strings which the weigher holds in his hands have to be up in the air at least 3 hand breadths to give enough play to the instrument so that one can see exactly to which side it is weighed. Ugvoyim min ha'aretz shloisha tvochim, and the bottom of it has to be above the ground at least 3 hand breadths. V'oirach k'nei ha'meiznayim, and the length of the weight itself, the length of the pivot arm that hangs across, has to be v'oirach hachutim, and also the strings that hang down from either side of it, from which the weighing pans are suspended. In either of these cases, they have to be shnei maser tefach. They have to be 12 hand breadths long, so that there'll be enough play in weighing to one side or the other, so that it will be clear when they are in balance or out of balance. And the reason that it has to be above the ground by a certain amount, it has to be at least 3 hand breadths above the ground, is so that it will not be likely to weigh down far enough on one side to hit the ground and bounce back up, because then the bounce is deceiving. Halacha tes, moiznayim shel meichrei tzemer v'shel meichrei zchuchis, scales that are used by merchants of wool or merchants of glass, these do not weigh such heavy things. These are weighing lighter things. The precision that's needed here is less. The length of the string from which the scale is suspended need to be only 2 hand breadths, and it need be above the ground only 2 hand breadths, and the pivot arm and the strings from which the pans are suspended need be arkam, the length need be only tishot tvachim, 9 hand breadths, rather than the 12 that we learned in the previous chapter. Halacha yud, moiznayim shel chenvoni v'shel bal habayis, scales that are used either by a storekeeper or by a private householder, these scales are used, these retail type scales weigh even smaller weights, and the precision needed is less. The length of the string from which they're suspended need be only 1 hand breadth, and they need be above the earth, above the ground, only 1 hand breadth, and the pivot arm and the strings from which the pans are suspended need be only arkam shisha tvachim. Their length need be only 6 hand breadths. Halacha yud aleph, hachut shetoilim boi hapeles, the string from which the pivot arm is suspended, v'chein chut moiznayim, and so also the string of the scale itself, shel zohov, v'shel meichri argom toiv, in a scale that is used here for weighing gold or for weighing fine purple wool. In these cases, the weights are very small. It's enough to have orkoi sholish etzboyis, the length of the string need be only 3 fingers' breadths, which is less than a what we learned in the previous halacha, less than a hand breadth, which is 4 fingers' breadth. This need be only 3. Ugvoyim minaretz sholish etzboyis, and they need be above the ground only 3 fingers' breadth. V'oirech hapeles, v'oirech hashal shalois, and the length of the pivot arm and the length of the chains from hashal shalois shaloi, chains from which the weighing pans are suspended need be kefi mashehu roitze, any length that one wishes. There is no standard length required. Halacha yud beis minayin shechayev hamichel lahachriya lalikeach beis sheshoikel loy, when the seller weighs out merchandise for the buyer. It is not sufficient that he weighs it so that the weights are exactly in balance, but he has to give an overweight. The seller is required to weigh it so that it weighs down on the side of the merchandise, and the side of the merchandise clearly overweighs the weights. From where do we learn that the seller is required to give the buyer an overweight? Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Even Shleima Vatzedek Yialoch, a stone that is whole and just you shall have. Yiyaloch, it shall be to you, you shall have it. What does it mean, you shall have it? Amra Torah, the Torah says to you, Tzadek mishalcho v'tenloi, make it just by taking your own and giving it to him, taking yours and giving it to him. That is, that the seller has to sell with an overweight to the buyer. Halacha yud gimel v'chama, and how much is this overweight or overmeasure that the seller has to give to the buyer? Belach, in a liquid measure, echad lemeya, 1 in 100. Ubiyavesh, and in a solid measure, echad liarba meyas, 1 in 400. Ketzad, for example, how is this done? Mochaloi eser litra lach, if he gave him 10 liter of liquid measure, if he sold to him, noisen loy geirumen echod meyasara belitra, he has to give him an overmeasure of 1/10 of a litra, that is 1%. V'yemachaloy esrim litrim yavesh, and if he sold him 20 litrim of some solid measure, noisen loy geirumov, he gives him the overmeasure echod meyesrim belitra, 1/20th of a litre, which will be now 1/400th of it. V'chein lefi cheshbin zeh, bein rav, bein ma'at. And so on, according to these proportions, regardless of whether the overweight comes out to be a small thing or a huge quantity. Halacha yud dalet, bameh dvarim amurim, when is this law applied that he's required to give this overmeasure or overweight? V'mokim shenagu limkoir ayin ba'ayin, in the place where it's customary that the weights are weighed exactly, where the weights are made to balance exactly. So now, once it balances exactly, now the seller is required to add this amount to the merchandise. Aval b'mokim she'nohagu l'hachriya, however, in places where the custom is that they do not balance it exactly, but the weight to begin with is made so that it weighs down on the side of the merchandise, chayev l'hachriya loy tefach, then we do not apply these quantities, but we apply sufficient quantity of overweight so that the merchandise weighs down 1 hand breadth lower than the weights. Halacha tezvav, if he was weighing out for him 10 litrim, lo yoimar loy, the purchaser cannot say to him, we're talking about the case of halacha yud dalad, where the custom is to weigh down the side of the merchandise a hand breadth. the purchaser cannot say to him, weigh me out 1 liter at a time, v'hachreya, and let each liter that you weigh out be overweighed so that it comes down an extra handbreadth. Ela sheikel lo yasara bevasachas, he is able to weigh out all 10 litrin at once, v'achreya echod lekulon, and only one overweight of a tefach will be enough for the whole sale. Halocha tazayin, mokim shenagu lomid bedake lo yomid begasa. In a locality where the custom is that we measure with small measures, such as a kav, lo yomid begasa, it's forbidden to measure with big measures, such as a se'or, begasa, and in a place where they use big measures, lo yomid bedake, he should not measure with small measures, because depending on the size of the measure, that's how many times he'll have to measure, and that's how many over measures he'll have to give. And if he uses the wrong measure, there'll be the wrong number of over measures, and either the buyer or the seller will be cheated. Limchoik, there where the custom is that we wipe off the top of the measure, whatever is piled up on top of the measure, so that the measures are all flat. Loy yigdoish, one may not sell with an overflowing measure, the Yosef Bedomim, and charge extra for the overflow. The reason for this is that since the custom is to have a standard measure at a standard price, if he begins to sell larger measures at a larger price, and the measure is called by the same name, people who hear of the larger price will begin to raise the prices without having given an overflowing measure. V'chein im nagu ligdoish, and so also in the place where it's customary to use the overflowing measures, lo yimchoik, you should not wipe off the measure, v'yivchois min adamim, and subtract from the price, because this will cause prices to fall. Ela moedit kemidag hamedina, one must measure according to the custom of that locality. Halocha yud zayin, b'nei medina sherotzu lahoisif al hamidis oy al hamishkolis, if in a certain locality the people there desire to add to the size of measures or weights, that is, all measures and weights will be increased by the same proportion, lo yoisifu yoiser al shtus, they may not add more than 1/6. That is 1/6 after it has been added. Shem hoya hakav mechil chamisha. That is, if the standard kav contained 5 of some certain measure, va'asauhu mechil shisha, and now they want to change the kav and make it contain 6 of that measure, harishus biyadam, they are permitted to do this. Yoiser al shisha, but more than 6 lo yasu, they're not permitted to increase the weights and measures. Halocha yudches, ha'sitoin mekaneaches midois of achas l'shloishim yoim. A wholesaler who sells in large quantities, mekaneaches midois of achas l'shloishim yoim, he is required to clean out, to wipe out his measuring utensils once in 30 days. If he sells oil, for instance, some oil will stick and congeal to the walls of the measuring utensil, and it will decrease the volume available for measuring. He is required, since he measures in large quantity, but he's not selling every minute of the day, the wholesaler sells only occasionally when a large customer comes to him, therefore, it's enough for him to clean out the measures once in 30 days. Ubal habayis, a private householder who is selling things that he himself has grown or made, achas l'shnei moser chodesh. Since he sells smaller quantities and less frequently, he need to clean out his measures only once in 12 months. V'hachenvani, a retail storekeeper who is constantly selling small quantities, mechanchom pamayim b'shabbos, he has to wipe out his measures twice a week. U'mamcha mishkeloisav pam achas b'shabbos, and he has to polish the weights once a week. he has to polish the weights because oil and other dirt matter sticks to the weights and makes them heavier. He wipes them off once a week. And he has to clean off the scales on every weight. Each time he weighs something, he has to clean off the scales afterwards, because if foreign matter remains on the scales, they may turn rusty, so he has to clean it off so that they shall not turn rusty and lose their precision. Halacha Yutes. Hamevakesh lishkoil shloisha rivei litra, someone who is weighing out 3/4 of a litra, there is no standard weight for 3/4 of a litra, so how can he weigh it? Noisein litra b'chaf moiznayim, he puts a litra weight, a full litra weight, in one weighing pan, v'habosar u'revia litra b'kaf shnia, and he puts the meat that he's weighing together with a 1/4 litra weight in the other weighing pan, in the second weighing pan. So when they balance, he'll have 3/4 of a litra of meat in the second weighing pan. He cannot do the reverse. Because if he were to put the 1/4 litra together with the weights, that is, put a 1/2 litra together with a 1/4 litra in the pan that holds the weights, and then weigh out 3/4 of a litra of meat in the other pan, it's possible shemayipel revia halitra, the 1/4 litra weight may fall off. V'ein halikeach reyehu, and the purchaser does not see it fall off, and he ends up getting only 1/2 litra. And the seller, since he does not stand to lose anything, will not pay attention here. However, the other way around, where the seller has to put the 1/4 litra along with the meat, the seller will be very careful that the 1/4 litra weight does not fall off, because otherwise he'll end up giving him a 1/4 litra of meat. So therefore he'll be careful that it doesn't fall off. Halachichof. Chayovim Beis Din Lahamid Shoitrim Bechol Medina Medina. The Beis Din is required to set up inspectors, enforcers of the law, in every locality, in every large city, Bechol Medina Medina, Bechol Plach Uplach, and in each and every province, Sheyiyu Mechazrim Al Hachanuyos. These inspectors should go periodically into all the stores, umetzatkim es hamiznayim, and check that the weights are just and correct. There's hamidos, and the measurements, upoiskim hasha'irim, and they set the standard prices. V'chol misha nimtza imoy mishkel choser, and anyone in whose possession they find a short weight, oy midah hasera, or a short measure, oy maznayim mikul kolim, or they find scales that do not weigh precisely, yesh lahem rishus lahakoisei kvikoichei, they are permitted to beat him to the extent that he physically can withstand a beating, ulakonsoi, and to fine him, kefir oiz bezdin, according to the amount that the bezdin will establish for a fine. Lechazek hadavar, in order to strengthen this matter of keeping honest weights and measures. V'chol misha mafkia es hashar u'meicher b'yoykel, and anyone who ignores the current market prices and is selling at an inflated price, makin oisai, they may also administer a beating to him, v'koifin oisai, and they can force him, u'meicher k'shar hashuk, they can force him to sell according to the standard current market prices and not inflate the prices.